Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, May the 12th, 2023. 12 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan, and Olivia Hale, the group here on Friday night. And we certainly appreciate all the phone calls we've had in hour number one. And we've got a whole nother hour to go here before the show will come to its conclusion. Now, where we left off in hour number one, we were talking about marriage. And the only person of this group who wanted to be married was Olivia for spiritual purposes. And we don't know what that means. So let's hit it, Olivia. What in the world does the spiritual purposes mean?
So I grew up in a very religious household. So not only spiritual religiously, I guess I should say. And marriage means a lot within religion, like the combining of two souls, two families, creating new families off of this new bond that has been created. So I just think that the thought and the idea and the process of marriage is very interesting, and I think it could be a very successful one with the right tools.
Now, if you get married in a church in the spiritual form, what happens if the big D does come down the road? Does it hurt even worse?
I think it does, growing up in church. You know, divorce is not talked about. It's very frowned upon when I grew up hearing about it. So it was very discouraged. You were always encouraged to work out those problems.
But does anybody go into a marriage thinking it's going to fail? I don't think so.
No.
So, but half of them do.
The prenups.
Exactly. Is that what causes it? No, so I'm saying you would obviously go into your marriage thinking it was going to be a success, and we all go, well, that ain't going to happen to us. And then 50% of us find out that it does happen to us.
I think it's maybe to each their own. I think it's just to each
their own. C'est la vie, huh? To each their own.
Everyone chooses their own path.
Yeah, but you know what? Have you ever seen these people who were like high school sweethearts and they get married and then they realize that it's not so sweet anymore? And then they get a divorce and then they marry somebody else who actually is the person they should be with. Sometimes it takes a good, you know, try. You got to have a little rehearsal before the actual big marriage.
Yeah.
Gotta have a rehearsal marriage.
Yeah.
It's the real marriage.
Like a trial run.
A trial run. You see how it goes, you know, where you wear the dress, the tuxedo, who stands where, and then you call that sucker off, and then you go into the real one.
Yeah.
You don't sound convinced on this.
You know, I'm not really sure what my input is on that.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying sometimes I think marriage comes out of being with somebody. I'm not saying marriage once you're married. I'm saying people get married because they've been with the same person so long, it's hard to leave that person.
Like, it just seems normal.
Yeah, because
like, it seems like the thing to do.
You know where they live. You know what their favorite food is. You know what their favorite song is. You know all that, you know, stuff. And it's hard to learn new people's stuff. Am I wrong here?
No.
I don't think you're wrong.
So people are afraid to leave because, and they also don't want to be lonely. We're afraid of loneliness in this society.
I'd rather be alone.
Yeah, I prefer alone too.
Yeah.
I'm alone, but I'm not lonely. Life is too busy to be lonely.
Always got too much stuff to do.
Yeah, there's always something to do. So you really don't, but some people, I mean, if they don't have a working relationship that's good, their life's miserable. You know, they are just looking for the next thing. They fall from one thing to the next thing to the next thing to the next thing to the next thing.
You know what I'm confused about is these open marriages. Have you heard of that lately? It's getting popular now.
Is that a popular thing?
That's what I heard.
Oh, that's how you end up with the antivirals. Telling you right now, you'll be headed to the store before you know it. Pharmacy. But what is the definition of an open marriage?
Well, I guess the people are still married, but they have their people on the side. Or
polygamy.
Yeah, kind of like polygamy.
Oh, well, I don't think that that's probably a good idea, is it?
I wouldn't
To
think
some
so.
People, it is.
Yeah, no, it's like like Olivia said, I'm kind of just in the ball field of to each their own.
Yeah, to each their own.
Yeah, but I mean, no, we're yeah.
But I don't think that that's going to work out.
Well, I knew a couple that are open marriage, and I asked a question on this. They said their marriage is more stronger than ever.
They lied. That's all that is. That's a lie.
They told me.
Well, what else are they going to say? It's not working?
Well, I think it's because you're not with that person all the same time.
You're working with other people.
Yeah, I think that's probably why.
Oh.
You're not with the same person over and over every day in the same bed.
Oh, then... That's
there you
good.
Go.
That's how you fix these problems?
I guess. I
don't know about that. I think that's probably, you know...
That's probably just the simple...
Get a hobby. Build birdhouses or something.
That's probably just the simple way around of, like, not getting a divorce. You just say, you know what? Open marriage.
Do you look down on people... I think women face this more than men, oddly enough. Do you look down on people who've been with a lot of people? Like, obviously, if you've been in a lot of different relationships, you think, you know...
There's a problem there.
They've been around.
Yeah.
I mean, do you look down on the woman, or do you look down on the men when you know them? Man, when you know that?
I mean, yeah. Generally speaking, it's just in my eyes uncool for like either gender to just sleep around per se.
But I'm not just saying sleep around. I'm saying let's say the person's let's say in their 40s or 50s, and you know they've had like 7 or 8 relationships, long-term relationships. So you know. There's 7 or 8 people probably in that pest. How do you feel about that?
I mean, if somebody was in 7 or 8 like previously long relationships, I don't think I'd be in a relationship with that person.
You know, there's failure coming, right?
Yeah, there's.
And it's always
an issue there.
The new thing is always the best thing, isn't it? With those people, it's oh my god, I finally found it, and then 2 years later, out the door.
Yeah.
What do you think, Olivia? Worse for a woman?
I think it's equal. I don't think it looks good on either side. So, yeah, I don't think I'd be in a relationship with that person.
But see, do you I don't think the men get judged as much as the women do on this.
Do I feel like women get judged a little harsher? Sometimes, yeah.
What does that say about a woman, no matter, we got a lot of... Have you ever noticed how many words there are in the English language for a woman who's been around the block? And how many words there are for a man who's been around the block? What is there? I mean, what words for a man do you use? There aren't any. But for women, we've got a whole lot of names. Why is that?
Are those words explicitly for women, or are they just generally used?
No, I think they're for women. I think all those words are pretty well gender-capped. Yeah. What do you call a man who's been with several people? I don't even think there is a word.
I mean, you could just throw...
Gigolo.
No, yeah. I think a gigolo is a job.
It is.
You throw like
a pimp daddy or whatever.
You just throw man in front of whichever of those,
Yeah, but think about those words. Think about those words that they call women who've done that. They don't call men.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Why is that? Have you ever thought about... That's a thinker. Why is that, Olivia? Have you ever thought about that?
No, I haven't.
It's scary,
very interesting,
isn't it?
Though, yeah.
When you think about that psychologically, why do we have so many terms for women who've been around, and we don't have that many terms for men who've been around? I don't think men get judged that way. I don't think women judge men that way. I really don't. I think when they see a man, let's say he's been married 4 or 5 times and been in 7 or 8 relationships, I don't think the woman judges that, but I think the man... does. I think even if they continue to go on with the relationship, they think about
well,
it in the back of their
him,
mind.
The divorce comes from a woman, usually. A lot of men don't follow divorces, usually most of the women. And the
men are more lonely, I think. They're afraid of being alone.
But the women used to follow the divorce before the men does.
But
I'm just saying.
Right, but what's that have to do with a woman,
But it depends on why she is filing divorce. She found somebody online... You never know. I don't know.
No, but I'm saying if before you are ever in the relationship with that person, if you know they've been in many relationships, do you take that into account?
Depends,
I
guess. Yeah.
You should.
Yeah, you should always take it into account.
I think the history is important. Yeah.
Yeah, those who forget the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them.
Here's a lesson for everybody out there right now. Pull your chair up close to the radio. I'm going to give you a little bit of advice right now. Here's what you need to know in life. Oh, it's all you need to know. This is all you need to know in life right here. This is all you need to know. Write it down. Get a big pencil. Here's how it goes. What you need to know is if you're not happy yourself, nobody can make you happy. People can only make you happy temporarily. Temporarily, you'll feel good. Like if you meet somebody new, everything's the first time, and it's all exciting, and that's great, and blah, blah, blah. That's going to wear off. If you are inside an unhappy person, that will rear its head again. But in the beginning, it's not there. You feel they've cured all your problems. They've fixed all your woes because you were sad, and now you're happy. But it'll wear off. Until you are happy within yourself, you cannot be in a relationship. Nobody can make you happy. Nobody.
I agree.
There you go. So what do you think, Matt?
I think that you should always, like, if you're not happy, you should always try to fix yourself before you worry about anything else. You should.
But why don't people fix them? They look to somebody else to fix them.
Because people have a habit of doing the thing that's easier that they think will fix their problem, but it's more of like a short-term fix than a long-term fix. They don't want to find the source of the actual problem. They just want to find a solution.
And nobody can make you unhappy either, by the way. If you are blaming somebody else for your sadness in life, it's not them. It's you.
Life is a majority of what you make out of what happens.
Right, but I mean, that's true. I mean, I really do believe that you, when people I'm miserable because of you. Well, look in the mirror. You know, you're no party animal yourself there. You know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, makes sense.
I think if everybody just learned that little bit of advice, we'd all be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think so?
You ever tried to explain that to somebody, though?
Sure. Who do we want to explain it to?
Nobody. Just, like, have you ever tried to?
Oh, I've explained that to many different people.
I've tried to, but everybody I've explained it to just can't seem to get the gist.
No, because they get in something new and they do feel better all of a sudden. Because it's all the first. And usually the person's buying. So you're really in a good mood. But that does wear off. Now, sometimes it takes months, sometimes it takes years. But eventually it will wear off, because if you're on the inside still an unfixed person, they're not going to fix you. You can't get over things, but you can get through them. This getting over things is silly to me. You don't get over things. You get through them. You know, you can get to a point where you're not sobbing all the time about it, but you really don't get over it. You don't forget it. Could you forgive somebody who ever had an affair? That's a big one.
Do I know them personally? Or?
Well, they're with you.
No, no. Oh,
yeah. If somebody was with you.
No. Why would I forget that?
Okay, now see, but do you want them to be honest if they have one?
Yeah, but that does.
Well, you're leaving. Why would they be honest?
Then they're going to have to live with that guilt. Because regardless, the truth will always come out in the end anyway. I've witnessed it over and over multiple times again. So whether you don't say anything, it's going to come out in the end anyway. Through actions, through words, it's going to come out.
Somebody has an affair, what do you think?
If I was dating somebody who had an affair, I would probably just, like, immediately break up with them. Like,
yeah.
I would give you, I don't restrict, like, if I was in a relationship, I wouldn't restrict, like, what they do, who they do it with, just, like, so long as, like.
What if they lie about it?
That makes it worse.
But you know when they're lying. They'll swear up and down, no, I've never had an affair.
You'll find out.
Yeah, but they'll never admit it. They're pathological.
Well, that's their God's their problem. Yeah. Take it up with God.
What do you think, Sean? You ever take anything up with God?
Pray about it.
Yes, right. Yeah, absolutely. No, you know what? If somebody had an affair, I'll say, go ahead. Have fun.
If you're married to them?
Yes, I will say, go have fun. I mean, they're going to
bring them back home? Are you for that open marriage polygamy thing?
To me, I don't really care. As long as they
what?
As long as they come home and cook dinner?
Yeah, why not?
Whoa, learn something new.
Yeah.
When did this come about?
I don't, you know, I really don't care.
I think he just discovered
so
it.
So you don't care if you're married to somebody and they're with somebody else, and as long as they come back and tell you?
Yeah, as long as they come back home to me.
See, I don't think so.
So you would be okay with your wife going out and sleeping?
I would. Once she comes back home and cooks and cleans for me, I'll be fine.
But what if she got pregnant?
Yeah.
She might be a little slower.
If she got pregnant, I mean, as long as I'm not going to raise the kid, but
as long as she's there to be there.
So even the kid's okay, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Accepting of all.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? does. I mean, I don't know. I guess I just think it's okay. I mean, especially nowadays, you know.
You think affairs are okay?
Huh?
When did you come to this conclusion that affairs were okay?
I mean, because they're going to do it anyway, so...
They are going to do it anyway, and that's what you have to learn.
That's why I'm with him, because, like, that's what I was saying. Like, I don't give restrictions. Like, if I'm, like, in a relationship with somebody, I don't, like, try to give restrictions.
Yes.
Because no matter how many restrictions I give them, they're going to do what they're going to do.
If they're going to cheat, they're going to cheat.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but see, now here's the thing. What about male... You know, have you ever had a friendship with somebody who was a in my case, it would be a girl. I have a friendship with a girl. It's nothing more than a friendship, but we just really have chemistry. You know, we have good conversations, good advice. We hang out. It's fun. It's not anything more than that. But if there's a man in their life, they don't like that. Because I had that happen when I was in college. They weren't a husband and wife at the time, but they were engaged. And I thought everything was hunky-dory. We were all in education classes together. We were student teaching at the same schools. And then all of a sudden, he dropped out because he did not want to be a teacher anymore. He had a bad experience. So his wife and I would study together because, and I'd known these people for a long, long time. But she would come over and we'd study for finals, and we did. We just had great chemistry as far as talking to each other, laughing. We knew each other. It was fun. And her husband got angry with me about that and didn't want her coming over anymore. See, I think that's the road. You can't do it. People, you gotta have your friends. Friends are forever. What do you think? Would you be upset if your husband, I guess, in this particular case, was friends with another woman?
Was just friends?
Just friends.
Friends with benefits or just friends?
No, just friends.
I mean, like, you can even be friends with your coworkers, so I mean...
Right, but I'm talking about hanging out. I'm not talking about, like, on the phone. I'm talking about, like, hey, let's go have dinner. Because it's your friend. I mean, if it was a male and a male and a female and a female, nobody'd blink an eye.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with opposite-sex friends, you know? I'm okay with that. It's
like,
just...
if a man said to you, let's go have dinner, even though you're in a relationship, you would do it.
No, I'm myself... For, like, my partner, I don't care if they have friends of the opposite gender. But for me, I don't feel right hanging out. Like, that wouldn't make me feel right, knowing I'm in a relationship. Even if the intentions were good, it just doesn't look right from the outside.
Now, see, but why does this matter?
Because people are kind of sneaky these days. You know, social media is a big thing. Let's say me and Matthew.
Are friends.
And we
can't go out and eat.
But let's say we did. Let's say we did go out and eat.
Go out and
That's
eat.
Perfectly fine. You always have the worry of someone saying, doesn't she have a boyfriend? Doesn't he have a girlfriend? Why are they out dating? It's kind of like little town rumors spread.
Yeah, but if Matthew was a girl, nobody'd care.
Nobody would care.
So you have to cut a whole gender out because you're in a relationship.
Not necessarily. It just depends on the setting of everything.
See, I think that's wrong. Because I think, like, there are a lot of girls who I get along with fine who are married, and I don't want to be married to them. But I think it's fine if I want to go... Because sometimes they need sounding boards, and they need counseled on how to live their life. And I feel I should be there for them. I don't think just because I'm a male that's any different for any reason.
There's a lot of people look at it differently.
Yeah, but who cares? Didn't we start off by talking about looks don't matter, how people look at you?
No, but
deep down, superficial. People care. People are very sensitive. If they say they're not, deep down, they care. They care a little bit.
Really?
They're always going to kind of wonder, you know, what's going on, or they're going to... They may not participate in the gossip, but they may be, like, listening in on the gossip.
Would you have a problem with this, Sean?
What's that?
If you were in a relationship with a girl... And you had a friend who's a girl. You have a lot of friends who are women.
Yeah.
Now, you're not allowed to go out with them anymore?
I go out with married women.
No, this is bad. Small town rumors.
No, but I do. I hang out with
He just said that he was okay with his wife going out with other people, too, as long as she
so there
home.
You go.
And their husbands don't care if I hang out with them.
All right, let's go to the calls. Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Hello.
Go ahead.
So, I have an opinion on it. I believe that having opposite sex friends is fine as long as there's good communication between the either like boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband and wife. As long as there's good communication. and that they have a respect and boundary. Once that boundary is broken, though, then the friendship has to end immediately afterwards.
Yeah, but Olivia says she can't hang out with men because there's a relationship possibly, right?
No. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Isn't that what she said, Matthew?
That's not what
I... Was I listening to another show? I'm tuned into another station.
I guess that's not how I meant it to come off. I'm saying me and myself personally, I don't have a lot of guy friends, so you're not going to see me out hanging around.
But Matthew's your friend, and let's say Matthew wanted to go to Steak and Shake and have a french fry or something.
But realistically, Matthew would probably never ask me to go to Steak and Shake and have
but
a french fry.
But what if he did?
Well, that's a hypothetical for whenever that happens.
Matthew asked her to go to Steak and Shake and order a fry. Let's see what the answer is.
He wants me to tell you no on air. Come on, Matthew.
No, I'm just saying it, but it has to be no is what you're saying.
No... It's to each their own. Personally, no. For me, I would not hang out with other people.
I don't think she's saying that it has to be a no. It's just, like, going to be a no. She would feel more comfortable if she didn't hang out with me.
If the military hasn't taught me anything, it's perception is reality. So if you go out with an opposite sex person and people know that you're in a relationship and that's not the person, then they can perceive or assume that something is going on between the two, even though there might not be anything going on.
Yes, thank you. That's what I meant.
Well, I'm not saying you're wrong. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just trying to wade through this and understand, because I've had a lot of friends who are female over the years who I had no interest in.
And that's great.
Right, but what is wrong with hanging out with them? I don't understand why that is such a bad thing. Why perception has to be reality? Because perception's not always reality.
Reality.
Because people are looking at the couple.
Yeah, but you know what?
They look at it wrong.
If you were having an affair with the person, you wouldn't tell the person that this was your friend and you were hanging around with them. It wouldn't be like an open... You wouldn't take them to Steak and Shake.
Here's the problem. It's just like if somebody, say one of her friends, for example, when you use Olivia, one of her friends sees her out with Matt, she's going to think she's cheating on her boyfriend.
Now, see, why? That is wrong. Because... If it's an older man, I bet they wouldn't. Like, if it's your grandfather. Like, they don't know if it's your grandfather or not, but that's a man.
I think maybe because it's today in this day and age. Technology is everywhere, mouths are everywhere, people are everywhere. I just think it's the way it is.
So, caller, if your point is, if you tell your better partner person, then it's okay, right?
Yes, as long as I know the other person.
So you wouldn't care. Do you have a wife or a girlfriend?
My girlfriend's actually on the show right now.
Oh, okay. Well, so you wouldn't care. Oh, well, this is even better. Oh. So you wouldn't care.
No, as long as I know the person, I know their intentions, but as soon as it's broken, then I have to say that they can't be friends anymore.
If Olivia here wanted to go and have french fries, you wouldn't care.
No, because I, as long as I know that nothing bad is going to happen, then that's fine.
There you go.
The setting of the situation.
He just gave you permission.
Oh, well, thank you. I needed that.
Well, we appreciate that. I'm you know, you sound like I've never met you, but you sound like a very interesting, you know, astute man. I think you're giving the right point of view here.
Yeah, that's what Terry taught me.
Oh, there you go. Well, I'm glad you called. Hey, where are you listening from tonight?
I'm in Norfolk, Virginia.
Norfolk, Virginia. Well, I'm so glad you're out there. Thank you for calling.
No problem.
All right. Hey, how about that? Now, that's interesting. Your coupling person doesn't care if you go out and have dinner with a boy, but you have a problem with it.
No, that's what I think. I might have confused you. So
it wouldn't be hard some nights.
No, I don't have a problem with my partner or my boyfriend going out and hanging out with his female friends. But like he said, we kind of view it the same way. As long as those clear intentions are set, you have to have that trust. The minute that boundary's kind of broken and things aren't going right, it's you know.
I agree with that. I agree. I'm just saying you don't say no just because the person is the opposite sex. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you would go, like, if you had a girlfriend, you would go out and hang out with another girl, as long as you tell the girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? What do you think, Sean?
I think it's...
So are we all in agreement now?
Yes, I think I mixed up my words there.
I don't think
so,
we were
yeah.
ever all not in agreement. We just got confused.
I think we danced around the subject.
Well, it was a little confusing there, because
we're all
saying
the same thing in a different way.
I'm just saying, listen, friends are friends. And you know what? You got to realize, if you don't have trust in your partner, first of all, let me tell you something. If you're going to have an affair, you aren't going to tell the partner about it anyway. You're not going to say, hey, guess what? I'm going out to Steak and Shake for some fries with him. That ain't going to happen. But, you know, I mean, it's silly, I think. That's why I thought it was silly when I was back in college when that boy got angry because she told him where she was going. She told him what she was doing. She knew who I was. And it's really about him trusting her, not trusting me. Right?
It could have been a control thing, too.
Right.
It could have been.
Right, and nobody should try to control anybody else. See, that's where you go.
Yeah.
You know what? I have never tried to pay attention to any of the girls that I've ever been around. Matter of fact, I didn't care what they were doing 90% of the time. The less I saw of them, the better. I thought that made for a happy marriage. That made for a happy relationship. Because you can't follow somebody around 24/7. That'll give you a headache.
See, that's how you got engaged.
That's how you get engaged. Exactly right. Anyway, I think it's fascinating. 740-383-9944. If you have any input in this, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Well, that's interesting. Bi-state call-in tonight. You know, Virginia is a very nice area.
I have only been down to West Virginia.
I only get to see the naval ship parts of Virginia, so...
West Virginia is an interesting area.
West Virginia is really nice.
Yeah. Oh, it's they write about songs about it, don't they? I think they wrote a song about it, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama. Alabama, though. I knew a girl from Alabama once. My God.
Full
yeah,
tie.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Is it full tie? Or
no, roll tie.
Roll tie.
Roll tie.
Yeah.
What does that mean? She would say that every so often. I thought, what?
I don't know, she's out there listening. She can call in and tell us.
Yeah, they all listen to the show. They stay tuned. 740-383-9944. Are you happy when an old relationship moves on to a new relationship? Or are you jealous?
I don't have a feeling either way, personally.
Just don't care. See, I always figure, I saw that horror movie. Now that person's going to get to see that horror movie. So,
it's
God bless them.
It's like a good luck situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Have fun.
Enjoy yourself. I know how that movie ends. Enjoy what I got to see. They all start out okay, and then at some point the meat cleavers come out, and it's nothing but bad. Right or wrong, Olivia?
No, you're right, you're right.
So, yeah, who cares? Everything's good in the beginning. Why is everything good in the beginning? And that's an interesting thing. In the beginning, we all put on a little bit of a show, is what's going
on. Sparks. Like sparks, and...
Like a know. Steam shovel or something?
No,
attached
I mean, it's like...
to that
jackhammer.
Yeah.
Like
oh,
you're
get attached to him, yeah.
You're in love.
You
want to
see him all the time.
You
want
to be close.
We're going to use that word again, in love.
People are naturally curious, so like people like to learn things about other people. So like, and like people become more and more interested about somebody the more and more they learn about it until it hits a point where there's nothing more to learn about that person, and then your interest fades off.
Yeah.
You know, somebody
you
said to
bored.
Me one time
yeah,
because we live
bored.
In Ohio. They because I was single. I think last, it's hard to remember these things. I think I was single last holiday season. And somebody said, well, don't you miss, though, you know, because I told him, I said, I prefer that. You know, it's more comfortable to me to not have to worry about these things. And they said, well, don't you miss going out in the snow and holding the hands and going to the ice skating rink and all that sort of thing and blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, yeah, that's how it starts. But then she falls down and then she breaks her hip and then you have to go to the emergency room with her. And then you're in the emergency room all night and then you got to take her home and then she can't do anything and then you got to change the bandages and then all of a sudden you just, you know, it's bad. Nobody ever thinks of that part. We always think of love. It's love. But it's not.
It's a rabbit hole.
It's a rabbit hole. It's a rabbit hole. You're going right down the rabbit hole. Wait for the first time you tick that person off. Have you ever been in a relationship when you tick somebody off, then you see the real them?
Does true colors come out?
Right. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, and but how do you get through it? That's the question.
Like lots of our callers said earlier, just communication.
Because when I see somebody's ugly side, I go, check, please. Time to go.
I'm not big on compromise. I'm not going to lie to you.
You don't like to compromise. Which is the biggest thing we've heard all night when it comes to marriage and relationships and whoop-de-doos. Phone lines are open, by the way, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. This is a fascinating conversation. And I think it's a deep conversation and the right conversation to be having. What do you think, Sean?
Just try to grab it with a boyfriend or something. Go have fun.
Do you pay attention at all to the people who might come in and out of the house?
Just have fun. Just, you know, you're short.
Life is too short to enjoy it.
Yeah, life is too short to have, you know, be, you know, just have fun in life.
Listen, you know what? Everybody needs a good illness at some point in their life. And then you start seeing things 20/20. And you start realizing what is important and what is not important.
It really humbles you. It really puts you in your
place. Well, it does. You start to realize what's important and what's not important.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Is this important or is this not important? You know, if I would die tomorrow, what is important here? What?
That's where I look at it.
Here's what I think, and I even brought this up today. The whole long story, but the bottom line, I said it on the radio today because of a story. I'm not going to tell the whole story because it would take too long, but you got to tell people what they mean to you now, because you don't know about tomorrow. You don't know if you're ever going to see that person again, and you can't wait for a retirement party or a death to say something about somebody. You've got to, if somebody means something to you or changed your life in some way, tell them now. You know, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. They could be gone. You could be gone. And it doesn't always have to be your significant other. There are other, you know, it takes a village to get through a lifetime. You know, it's not just your family. It's not just your spouse. It's your friends. It's your co-workers. You know, it can be anything.
It's your animals.
It's your, well, I don't know about that. But
I talk to animals.
Oh, yeah, no, I talk
what,
to my
do
cats.
They talk back?
They can, I think dogs and cats understand.
I love you. When they start talking back, I think that's a problem.
My cats know their name. I don't know that they can. That they don't respond though.
Can an animal fill somebody's life? Fill a hole?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Sure. My cats are my children. 100%. I love them with my life.
Owner of all types of animals. They. Yeah.
I mean, it's like when people are in military. They use dogs and stuff for support dogs and stuff. That helps them get through the...
Right, but this is not normal. You know, like, when I hear the obituary reports and I hear survived by their cat, I think, man alive.
Okay, I have not heard that. Is that what we're doing now?
Oh, yeah, people do that.
Yeah.
Survived by their cat, lucky.
When I die, yeah. I don't want to have an obituary. When I die, if you're important, I'm sure you'll know.
Oh my god, my dog's name. That would look so weird on my obituary.
Don't put that in your obituary. You don't want that. You don't want that.
His name is Poopy.
Poopy?
Yes, Poopy.
Really?
Survived by Poopy.
That's great. That's nice.
Why would you name your dog that?
He's a very funny guy. He's a very funny little guy.
Does he have bowel issues?
He was born with no teeth.
Oh, geez.
So he just looks kind of funny.
But how does this come to the naming of the dog?
You know, I don't know.
You don't know where that name came from?
I just looked at him one day, and I was like,
Is he a brown color or something?
He's a brindle boxer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So for, like, vet appointments, I'll say his legal name is Cash. But it's very hard, because I do call him Poopy.
He's got a legal and a nickname?
Yeah, but I feel both are legal names at this point.
My cats have both legal names and nicknames, too.
Oh, this is horrible.
I know, just bringing up my dog named Poopy. Poopy on the air.
I can't. See, this is like an survived by their dog, survived by their cats. No, you don't want that.
No, you're right. I would not.
No, I wouldn't want that.
Yeah. No. I mean, I understand people think their animals are their kids, but the animals are not kids.
No.
They're not. They're animals. They've got four legs, and they smell.
And they smell.
You don't take your kids out on a leash to go in the yard.
Maybe just let them out.
I would think people should not name animal people names. Once you start naming animals people names, you're going to have problems.
Yeah, what?
I agree with you.
Like if you name them Brenda or Tiffany. There's my dog, yeah. Tiffany.
I name my cats after gods and goddesses.
Really? Like, what's yours?
Like, I have two cats. One of them's name is Freya from the Norse mythology, and then one of them is Athena from Greek mythology.
Well, that's deep. I wouldn't mind.
One of my
that.
Animals is named after one of my ferrets is named Artemis.
Nice. You two should have fries together. It's interesting.
Talk about cat names.
Talk about cat names. Who survived by who? I'm all for animals. I like animals, and I defend animal rights and all that sort of thing. I just think sometimes we get a little, you know, wound when it comes to animals. God bless their hearts.
People really like animals.
They, yeah. Well, I like animals, too.
I would go to war for my animals, so...
Well, I just don't have time for animals. You ain't got to let them out.
You know the ads that have, like, animals in the ad are just more successful than ads without animals in the ad?
I think animals are very sellable. Absolutely. You throw an animal in a movie or a TV show, it's big. It's a big thing. 740-383-9944. 14 minutes left in the program tonight.
They did make Air Bud, like, 7 times. It's just the same movie, different sport.
Exactly. What I don't know. See, I'm not a movie person either. What's your favorite movie?
Mine? Mine is The Breakfast Club.
Well, that's an old one. That's back in the 80s.
Yep, my mom showed it to me when I was a kid, and I just love it.
All right. What about you, Matthew?
I probably don't have a favorite movie, but my favorite TV show is Avatar The Last Airbender.
Avatar?
Nice.
Sean, what do you like?
I think I'm going to have to say Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes!
Yes.
Love it.
All very nice. Yeah. Very, very nice. You know, the Robin Williams story, I posted this on Facebook, and it got a lot of attention. Christopher Reeve. Does anybody remember Christopher Reeve? He was Superman in the movies in the 80s. People out there listening remember who Christopher Reeve is. In the early he played Superman, which was the great irony of this story, but he was the actor who played Superman. And he was a very athletic, you know, 6'3" guy, and he got in a horrible horseback riding accident in the early 90s and was paralyzed from the neck down. And he was in the hospital, and he's paralyzed from the neck down, and they say, you know, your neck's broken, he's on a ventilator, he's never going to walk again. And his wife goes to him at one point, because he's very depressed, and his wife goes to him and says, listen, you're still you, but if you want us to disconnect the ventilator, we'll find a way to do that. Just let us know. So she leaves, and he's thinking about it. I mean, it's very, very depressing. And all of a sudden, a doctor comes in and says, roll over. Well, he's paralyzed. He can't roll over. And the doctor says, roll over. And Christopher Reeve is trying to tell him he can't move anything. I can't roll over. He says, I'm here to check your prostate. Roll over. And he can't, and he's frantic. And all of a sudden, he pulls down his mask, and it's Robin Williams, Christopher Reeve's classmate from college. And Christopher Reeve said that's when he knew he wanted to live, because he said, if I can laugh, I can live. And that's it. See, I think that's the key right there to life. If you can laugh, you can live. If you can have the most horrible day in the world and just feel like garbage, if you can laugh, you can get through it.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love.
Yep.
They say you're gonna laugh at most of what happens.
Do you know that laughing is an involuntary reaction? Let's say you're feeling depressed. You're absolutely depressed. You got that pain in your chest. And if somebody can make you genuinely laugh, not a fake laugh, but a genuine laugh, in that moment when you laugh, you cannot feel the depression. It's, even if it's just momentary, you can't feel it, because a laugh is an involuntary reaction.
Well, that's what they say. Laughter is the best medicine in the world.
It is, and the people who laugh more live longer and have less frown lines and the whole bit. It's very fascinating, I think. So what's your philosophy on life? That's mine. Laugh at it.
Yeah, mine too, probably. More likely laugh and have fun and enjoy life.
Yeah, don't worry about what other people think.
Yeah.
It's okay. You'll get through it.
I think people get stuck in a loop a lot of the times. I feel like you should probably keep trying to find ways to better yourself and, like, you know, advance yourself, advance your family kind of thing.
Probably. What do you think?
Kind of like you've said on the show before, roll with the punches and kind of just try to go onward and upward.
You know, I do 3 things in the morning, and this is very important. This is what you do every morning. Before you get out of bed, if you do this every morning, this will get you through life. Number one, figure out what your purpose is. You got to have a purpose. Doesn't matter what it is, but you got to have a purpose in life. Number two, figure out what or who you love. Doesn't have to be a person. Can be a thing, whatever. But you have to love it unconditionally. Even if it doesn't love you back, you have to love something. And believe in something higher than yourself. It doesn't have to be religion, if you don't want it to be, but just something that you are not the beginning and the end of everything. So as long as you know that when you get out of bed, and it can change over time, as long as you know that every morning when you get up, that's how you get through life. And don't audition. A lot of people are auditioning, like me, like me, like me, and they'll act a certain way so you will like me. Show them the real you. You get asked to leave the party earlier, but who cares?
it's a waste of time to not be your true self, because if you're not your true self, you're either, one, stuck with your fake persona that you have now built around all these people that you talk to, or two, at some point you're going to have to reveal your true self anyways, and they're going to be like, who are you?
So you're going to have to keep up on all the work you've done. There's no point. That's too much.
It's just going to keep compounding.
Nobody wants to be a phony, right?
Right.
Well, it's interesting because, obviously, away from the microphone, we've talked about this. It's pretty much the same thing. There's no phony with me.
No.
And I think that's important because, I learned a long time ago that when you're in broadcasting, you be yourself. Now, the best thing that can happen is people will like you. That's good. They'll like you and they'll listen to you. And the worst thing that can happen is people won't like you. And guess what? There's nothing you can do about that. So,
right, you can't make people like you. You
can't make people like you. So you just have to be yourself. So, do you have any philosophies in life? Any regrets?
No. I'm sure I do deep down somewhere, but everything that I've done in my life has led me up to this point to where I am, and I'm pretty proud of where I am. So
good.
I'd say no. I'm good.
Regrets, Matthew?
No regrets. I'm with Olivia. Everything I've done has got me to where I am now.
Regrets, Sean?
Yeah. I should eat it. Let's get those. I have tons out of here. But the biggest thing is I shouldn't have eaten that last piece of pizza.
Isn't that what you're going to put on your tombstone?
Yeah, yeah.
If I shouldn't have ate that last piece of pizza, I wouldn't be here right now if I ate that last piece of pizza.
Yeah.
No, I think it's natural to have regrets.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yes, everything makes you who you are in the end, but I think you can look back and say, I probably should have handled that a little differently.
Yeah, hindsight's 20/20, but, I wouldn't necessarily say I regret it. It was what I thought was the best move at the time.
I don't know. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. I believe in woulda, coulda, shouldas. I think there's probably a lot of that in everybody's life. I think we're all a little... Nobody's perfect.
No.
No.
Take your losses and learn from them.
So in the end, what did we learn here tonight? What have we learned with 7 minutes left to go? 740-383-9944 if you have anything to say. I've appreciated all the calls tonight. It's been very good. Yeah. What have you learned tonight, Sean?
I learned we have a great group here tonight.
Been very, very good.
They're great. And I learned that, marriage is not for everybody, for sure.
Yeah.
We certainly discovered that, didn't we? What do you think, Matthew?
Learned that marriage is about compromise.
That's a big word tonight, the C word, compromise. What do you think, Olivia?
Oh, God, I've learned a lot. I think tonight has been great, and I've loved all the conversations. Very interesting. We've learned some new stuff. So I think everything's been good and great.
Now, this is your first time on the live radio. What have you made of it? Because you came in a little nervous.
I came in very nervous. It's honestly just like talking to you without the mic on. It's a good group of people all together talking about anything and everything they can.
Real stuff. And that's the important thing here, that we didn't phony baloney it up tonight.
No, nothing fake. Nothing fake. Straight from the heart.
Right. Now, were you uncomfortable with any of the subjects?
No.
Well, that's good. Because you don't want any uncomfortableness.
Yeah.
You don't need that. What do you think, Matthew? Anything uncomfortable tonight?
Not that I can think of.
Sean, anything uncomfortable other than the chair?
Yeah, yes, that's right. This chair is uncomfortable.
You seem uncomfortable over there. You're leaned all over and seem like you got a back problem.
I am. This chair is harder. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think in life, there are certain lessons we have to learn, and I think getting together in groups, I think people don't do this anymore. They don't communicate. I think one of the most interesting things to do... See, sometimes we live in our own little villages, and we don't get outside of our village, and we only hear our friends, our close friends, and our family. You get four people together who normally would not be together and have a conversation like this. I think that's a very unique thing in front of a listening audience, and I think that is what makes good radio, but also solves problems. Who knows what people out there listening tonight learn from this program?
Well, I myself have definitely learned a lot.
What's the number one thing? What are you going to go home tonight and write in your diary? Do you have a diary?
No, I do not.
Oh, you should get one.
Do you have a diary?
Matter of fact, I do.
That's great.
Men don't have diaries.
Probably lots of the callers who called in talking about compromise. Compromise was the biggest answer out there.
But did it help you in any way solve any of your life problems?
I don't think I myself am in that much of like a personal crisis, but I think it. I definitely obtained new information that I will use. Yes.
Good. And you've enjoyed this, and you enjoy being part of this show because in the beginning there was a little hesitancy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
See, radio's fun, I think. What do you think? And this is number two for you, Matt. What do you think?
I enjoy it.
Yeah. What do you enjoy about it?
About radio?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just what I do for fun anyways, usually. I just hang out with people that I enjoy talking to and then talk to them.
And this is a really good group. I mean, I think even better than last week. I hope she's not listening, but you know, I think even better than last week. But I think it just it flowed very nicely tonight, and that's what you want. And you don't want to agree on everything, because that's not natural that everybody would agree on everything. You don't. Everybody's got different perspectives in life, and that's the whole idea behind the whole thing. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, now that we've got about 3 minutes left in the program, what do you plan to do with the rest of your life? I always start on this side. Oh, so it starts okay. Over here.
Can we start with someone else?
Yeah, okay. What, Matthew, what are you doing with the rest of your life?
I haven't thought that far out yet.
What do you want to do? If you could do anything in the world, what would it be?
If I could do anything in the world, what would it be? I don't know. Like, I genuinely don't feel like I would have fun picking one thing to do for the rest of my life. Like, I enjoy working at, like, one spot for a while, and then I'll be like, this is okay, but, like, and I'll go somewhere else.
That's true.
Work there for a while.
You need that rotation.
Yeah.
Everything has a beginning and an ending. What do you think, Sean?
Me, my life is almost half over. So there you go.
Listen, I've seen some of your medical reports, maybe three quarters.
There you go.
Could be worse than that.
Absolutely.
What do you think, Olivia?
I'm glad I've made it this far.
And how far do you plan to make it?
As long as I can.
As long as you can. Now, you've actually listened to the show this week, which I'm impressed with.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think of the show?
Honestly, I really like it. I think it's interesting. I love when the callers come in. There's something new every time. I like the trivia. Gives me something fun to listen to in the morning.
Well, and it's, you know, there's an art to this. It's very artful in a way. It's like, you know, I feel like Picasso some mornings. You know, I'm not going to cut my ear off, but I feel like, because the headphones wouldn't look right if I cut my ear off. So I figure I should come in and entertain, and, you know, and the callers are what makes the show. If we didn't have the listeners, it'd be highly unlikely we'd get together and do this. So we appreciate all the listeners and always do, and that's what I am thankful for on most nights, because that is really the important thing. And I'm so glad that this group got together, because I felt that this would work well, having worked with all of you in prior circumstances. I felt if we could get this and pull this off, that this would be the thing. And I think it has been the thing. And I think we'll learn things as the weeks go on with this sort of show. What do you think?
I agree 100%. I think we've got a good group going.
We got a good group. And now people will bring things to the table knowing what kind of show this is. Right, Matt?
Correct.
We didn't get to call Opal tonight. I feel depressed about that.
That's always fun.
I don't know what she's... We didn't get to hear the cat song.
Oh, Lord. We'll hear it tomorrow.
We'll hear it tomorrow. You never know.
Yeah.
Poor Opal Covey. God bless her heart. I hope she's having a good night out there wherever she is. I'm sure she's still looking for the person who murdered her sister. Yeah, but maybe I'll call her Monday morning. I'll call her up Monday morning and see how she's doing. How's your sister, Opal? Dead. She's dead. That's what you got. Well, this has been a fun night, and so thank you all so much for coming in tonight. It's been a lot of fun, and thank you for listening out there in the listening audience. Olivia Hale, first time here. See, the build-up was good. The build-up was right. You turned out to be great, right? Yep.
Absolutely.
Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft.
I'm heading for the dugout.
Yeah, Scott Spears for this night, for everybody here, for all of us at WGH Radio, heading for the dugout. Happy Mother's Day.
The book, because people who have no life are writing books, and they're boring. If you don't like my book, you'll say one thing. Boy, does he have a good book.
Thank you.
I love you, and I thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Pat. Bye-bye.
First Lady of Comedy.